Alright, thanks.
It's not Saturday. It's not 5 o'clock. It's time for Sports Report. Welcome to Sports Report, and in the headlines, Joey Barton keeps his arse in his shorts and his feet in his boots to give Cal's Little Winker a 5-point lead over Craig Johnson's Predators. The Yorkshire Rippers prove no fluke as they overcome Dr. Love's team in their first ever SPFL Cup game. And the Vagina runs dry as goals from Defoe and Arteta put Bayer Eggers into an 8-point lead. First over to James Flash Gordon with the full classified football results.
Hello. Craig Johnson's Predators 4, Cal's Little Winkers 9. Joint Chairmanship ? You've been at there, Bev FC 8. Harrods Attack, Little at the Back 9. Yoss's Giants 12, Mark's Team 5. Deep's Team 3, Frank the Tank 6. Yorkshire Rippers 11, Doc's Team 6. Bayer Eggers 8, the Vagina Decliners 0.
And on that news, I think it's safe to say they won't be dancing in the streets of the Vagina Decliners tonight.
Oh, good day! Look at the professionalism on our iTunes, what's it called, podcast, I love it. Right.
That wasn't planned at all.
Round the grounds, let's go round the grounds in Sports Report Stony.
Round the grounds, well,
that's where we start.
We start at the top.
Oh, big news then. So, I guess the big story, if we're doing it like that, is I fucking lost in the cup to Cal.
Lost?
Well, lost the first leg.
Got flashed, I think.
Yeah, 9-7, 9-4. I thought I was doing alright at Finton. Well, no, I didn't think it was alright. But then I heard it, I read in the paper that Johnson had scored me an assist for Everton, setting up Arteta's fancy goal. But it was bloody Lee Carsley, and the paper got it wrong.
Shall we see where the game was won and lost?
Let's. Well, I've already said Johnson.
Well, you have, yeah, to a degree.
But other than that, I didn't score any other points other than Finnan. I was relying on Liverpool.
Was it Calv
that had who did he have?
Calv, I believe.
Team that has the phone.
He had, well, his points mainly picked up by Joe Burton,
the
headline.
Joe's arse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Cal, who'd have thought,
of the Fulham defence.
But he's not going to do, generally, Joey Barton's not going to score you that many points. He's obviously, he's their Steven Gerrard, isn't it? But is it Man City?
Do you think he can repeat it next weekend, of course, which is when the second...
Is it next weekend?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good, because I'm really out of form. Mm. And I've just dropped off the top of the league as well. And I've got David James, so that's not looking so clever at the moment.
And Woodgate as well, obviously got him points there.
Yeah, but he's not going to do well. Right, let's look at Paul C. Van der Sar are getting points at United, right, generally. Konchesky, West Ham, he's not going to keep that many clean sheets. But then Johnson, Portsmouth, like my David James, Woodgate.
Was he even playing?
Bullaroo's not always going to play. I mean, basically, I'm acting all cocky and confident because I fancy taking him down in the second leg. Mm. Let's go to another ground. The Yorkshire Rippers.
Yeah, well, they won 11-6 against Doc's team. Not exactly a big challenge for your first cup game, but nonetheless, they dealt with it quite well.
Oh, yeah, 11-6 is a great score.
And I think, in the main, she can thank her talisman this season, Nwankwo Kanu. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Right, I'm an Arsenal fan, paid up member and all that, but I wouldn't have a clue. I'm not sure that's it. I would call him Nwankwo Kanu.
Nwankwo. Nwankwo?
That's lovely.
Let's just call him Carnage.
Okay,
yeah, well, he obviously got his goal. Went down quite easily for that penalty against Watford. Interestingly, Mark, who's in the Fantasy League, actually went to that away game and described it as somewhat of a lightweight penalty.
Yeah, well, he's a Watford fan, He's not exactly the person to ask.
Yeah, and he did lose to me in the cup.
But look, Vicky, somehow Matt is managing to do alright with Stefanovic, Inkmarsson, Hoyt, Hughes, Lundberg, who doesn't play, and Lundberg's not very well because, of course, he ate some cheese. Did you read that? Yeah. Lundberg, he had not an allergic reaction, I forget what it is.
How does he keep up that Calvin Klein figure by eating cheese?
Well, that's the thing, he doesn't usually. It's just that he had it and had a bad reaction.
Photoshop, is it?
I can't remember what it was. Photoshop, what's that? What are you on about? Right, Gilberto Silva, he's not exactly a free-flowing, free-scoring midfielder.
No.
Barry, but, you know, there's a leading light.
But she pulled it out for the cup, and the cup's all about that one-off.
Oh, God, sorry, I just noticed that, look at Vicky's individual scoring. Kanu's got 28 this season.
I know,
and then the nearest person is Barry, 14. Stefanovic, and Solskjaer doesn't play. Campo's got 11. I mean, these aren't huge
Carney's
hits.
Carney's got the same number of points as John Terry, interestingly enough.
I think I'm just thinking about the league of it, and Tom reckons he's going to go above Vicky. I don't know if he is yet.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
Probably for another podcast.
Another podcast.
Or maybe later on in this podcast.
Well, let's go to another ground then.
Another ground.
Okay. Oh, it's the comedy ground.
The comedy ground.
Because the vagina decliners, Trump's vagina decliners, got whopped 8-0 by Bear Eggers.
At the Jolly Sailor.
At the Jolly Sailor, indeed. Mm.
It's all a bit funny goings on in that tie. But that's, I think, I don't know where Bear Eggers managed to win it, but Pants has had a pretty poor one of it of late.
You'd call it Pants, technically.
Pants,
oh, with the Bowen Arteta, with Heather's leading lights of Bear Eggers.
Of course, yeah, with 2 points for Evra.
Yeah.
I didn't realise he scored any points at the weekend.
Yeah, he set up a second Rooney goal, because I was hoping it was Giggs, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Might have got me a bit closer to Paul.
But just to show, you know, a couple of players get a couple of goals and get that on the cut weekend. And, you know, she's won 8-0.
Yeah.
Fair play to her.
Fair play to her indeed. Again, you're not going to rely on
so let's see where it all went wrong for Pants then.
Well, the thing is, right, he woke up and went to the auction, and it was around that point I thought it started to go wrong.
He doesn't function so well when he's awake.
No, he doesn't. He's not an awake kind of guy, is he? So, but, saying that, I'm looking through his team now, and he's got Joe Cole, Saha, Shevchenko, Pedersen.
He doesn't sound so bad,
Jensen's Jenis is doing well at the moment.
Yeah.
Campbell, Hibbia, Clichy. Oh, brilliant. Heinze, what's fucking happened to Heinze?
Well, apparently he might play on Tuesday against Celtic, but he's kind of suffered from, obviously, from injury and also the runner form of Patrice Evra.
Yeah.
He seems to have settled in quite well now.
Yeah.
He's been here almost a
year. Yeah, he didn't look very good when he first came, Evra. He looked
a bit
lightweight.
He looked dodgy, didn't he?
But doing alright. So why don't we go to another ground? Oh, I know what we need to talk about, the Garston Derby.
Ah,
Bello versus Mark. Joss's Giants versus Mark's creatively named Mark's team.
Well, if you remember in our last podcast, we talked about this and, you know, we had the Rooney Road show going to, it was
one. Lost it
to I haven't lost it. We were at home to Mark's team in the Garston Derby, and Rooney lived up to his billing, getting a brace which effectively gave us the victory to my team.
See, here's what I don't like about your team, right?
Tell me what you don't like.
You're in charge of it, but other than that, right? Your points are coming from, right? You've only got three players scored. Rooney, obviously, glamour boy, Rooney. Ashley Cole and John Terry, two Chelsea defenders, 2 clean sheets. But I mean, that's not rocket science, picking players like that, isn't it? I mean, it's like fucking a schoolboy could pick that.
Well, at the beginning of the season, I came up with the formula which meant that.
Primus Baptista, Ben Ayoub, Leb.
Yeah.
Some of you are members of the team, I was just thinking, I'm going to do as well as
that's
Cole,
the team
Terry,
at the top of the league. You're
I know, I know. Oh, it's going to be such an exciting year. It's a 2-horse race at the moment, isn't it, in the league? But that's another podcast.
Yeah.
So what? Who did you beat, Mark? Let's have a look at Mark's
team.
Mark.
I think he thought he was going to get a goal for Sidwell, but Sidwell just got an assist in the end, I think.
Sidwell's good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. How many points? How old he's got this season, Sidwell?
Yeah.
I guess he's that player like Lev. Bless you.
Excuse me.
He's that player like Lev that I always think is that guy that if you gain points for being the man that laid on the assist to the assist.
I think
he'd be a
Mark,
high scorer.
Mark could be in trouble this season. You know, cup aside, if you look through his team, I mean, he's got Marlon King, who's out pretty much for the season.
He's got Essien, who's a great player, and not going to be a big hit. Oh, God.
And Ben Foster was injured as well.
Aibon Lahore, he looks fucking brilliant. We should give a bit of podcast time to Aibon Lahore, because he looks dangerous. He looks quick, tidy, skillful. Oh, this guy.
Lucky for him as well, he's kind of emerged at the same time that Martin O'Neill's come to the club, because you wonder if he could have potentially, you know.
But what, gone under?
Well, with David O'Leary, being David O'Leary.
Ugly.
You might not have got the opportunity.
But, I mean, what I really liked about this situation is O'Neill came out in the press recently and just said, oh, no, it's ridiculous to think about him in England terms. You know, he's a young lad, he just needs to play it straight, get on with it. And, you know, he really played it down, not like, you know, all those headlines like, O'Neill shouts for Aibon Lahore to beat in the England side.
Mm.
That's nice stuff, a nice little side.
But I think, luckily for Mark, Doc Love's team is appalling. So I think that might be Mark's saviour coming in
what,
the season.
In the relegation race.
Well,
of course, there isn't actually a relegation
with that team. No, there is, but the wooden spoon is probably even worse.
Yeah. Ask Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
God, I had such a bad cup week. But we're not talking about me.
Anyway, onwards.
Deep?
Haven't we covered yet? Deep. This was a bit of an anonymous round, sort of cut round type thing.
But yeah, it's a bit of
it doesn't stand out.
3-6.
Interestingly, Deep, I think Deep was the cup winner in 2004 or something.
Yeah,
and,
Did
he get to the final last year? I think he might have.
No, that was me. I lost to Jelf again. Thanks for that.
Jelf
that
again?
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I didn't. But of course, you did lose to Jelf in 2001 cup final as well.
Is that not
the inaugural
my,
cup?
Is that not my third loss to Jelf?
Could well be. I don't think you've been in the cup final three times. Twice, maybe.
I thought I had an early one, but
well, Jelf's won it twice, and I think he beat you twice. So Jelf will obviously be hoping to get you in the latter stages. Of course, Jelf sat out this round.
He did, like Lynch. You should mention that. You, that was very skillful, Bevo.
Thanks
that
very
was
much.
Very.
So I'm getting the hang of it.
Five
podcast, five live live.
Yeah, I feel you're the organised one. I'm just the one that's wrapping up over here.
But you did come out with the vagina decline line, so obviously you bring an element of comedy to it. And not just visual as I sit here looking at you.
I am lovely looking. Yeah. Do you reckon... Right, let's have a serious discussion now.
Okay.
Do you reckon anyone's ever going to listen to this? Or do you think this is always just going to be me and you?
That sounds quite philosophical. Maybe we should leave that until after we've done the round of grounds.
Oh, but... Okay, alright, we'll leave it.
I mean, it's a good point, but yeah. I'm just going to put you on hold there. So we were talking about Deep and Frank.
But,
Frank.
Although, my question is quintessentially important, because if no one's listening, it raises the question of what's the point in this carrying on? Well,
do you remember,
why would we go around the ground?
Do you remember those things on the BBC, those tapes they had covered after like 80 years, and they showed them on the BBC? I can't remember what it was called, but they were like old videos of like, I don't know,
do you think we'll
Halifax
ever be on the BBC
1920s?
Do you think we'll be on the BBC?
I think one day.
I think
if the BBC are listening to this.
If they fucking pay Chris Moyles, because I'm fat, I'm jolly. I could do that.
And you're not half as annoying as he is.
No.
Maybe that's where you're going wrong.
I wonder if it's picking this up. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Around the Grounds. So who are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Joint Chem. Oh, almost anonymous.
We haven't covered Deep and Frank Tank. Yeah, we need to go through and analyse where it all went wrong for Deep.
I know where it all went wrong for me. Around the time you started recording this, I just lost the plot and I just started...
I think your James Flash Gordon reading out of results is pretty good.
Did it go all right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's... To your suggestion to talk about Deep versus Frank
Tank.
You were saying it was a bit of a dull tie, nothing really happened, it wasn't a glamorous
tie. Well, this
tie,
is it, it's kind of one of those ties where they're probably.
It's Charlton Watford, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But
that's for you, Mark, it's not that bad.
It's not that far off. But, yeah, you know, they're potentially both teams that could do well in the cup, you know, potentially win it.
You're
obviously,
right.
Deep's got some form.
I shouldn't call it.
So, you know, they could quietly find themselves in the semi-finals, and before you know it, you know, Deep's holding off the cup.
Because Deep's been a cup team, I think. He's someone who can punish you, you know,
well,
when he has a good time.
His team suggests he's not
going
to do well in the league. I mean, let's just go through it. Ante Niemi. That's Fulham's Ante Niemi.
In case you have murdered him. He just sounds like he should be at Southampton. He was at Southampton, wasn't he?
I think, yeah, he's the only player this week to score minus points, because of course Man City beat Fulham 3-1.
Yes, they did.
Can
you hear creaking?
Creaking?
Is that the microphone? What did you hear?
That might be our special guest.
It's our special guest. It's not the Yorkshire Rippers manager coming down here with cleaning products.
And she's just going to make herself at home in the green room before coming on to
she's going to the green room.
Or as the clean room, as I like to call it in this household.
Off
you go. Well done. Yeah, and, you know, we may have some comment from Yorkshire Rippers manager later.
Oh, yeah.
So where were we? Deep's team, oh yeah, he's got Aurelio. I don't really know too much about him other than he plays for Liverpool, and Liverpool aren't very good.
Is he the Brazilian lad?
He's
a Brazilian fullback. Is he down as a fullback or a midfielder there?
He's down as a fullback.
Yeah. And he's got Aurelio and Agger. That's a Liverpool... fans' choice, isn't
well, he's
it?
Got Lauren as well, who of course is flying
injured.
High at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mate.
Who?
The Bolton Mate. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Do you know? I think it might be because I've been smoking, but I'm not entirely sure who that is.
Okay. And of course, everyone's pantomime Willem El Hadj Diouf. He's done quite well for him. He's one of his joint highest scoring.
What happened to Anelka? Is he in it? Did anyone buy Anelka?
I don't think they did. Maybe one for the January transfer window, but he's not exactly.
No. Well, that was my point, really. Do
Duke's been a bit more impressive at Bolton. But Anelka's been doing okay. Just been, I mean, you buy him to score goals, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's get over to what did we Frank mention? The Frank the Tank's team.
I think we should give. Have we covered Deep's team?
Right, we should. Yeah.
Let's see where he got his points. Obafemi Martins got an assist.
Oh, we don't. Why do we need to talk about that?
Do you know what? I looked at that goal that Kieran Dyer scored, and it was all in his feet. He didn't touch the ball in that build up, and he just a quick change of feet, and he totally outfoxed the Arsenal defence.
That's a brilliant story.
We won't dwell on that.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, Frank the Tank. Well, they got their points from Pepe Reina. Liverpool got a rare away point at the weekend. And,
hold one.
Yeah, and Jamie Carragher, of course. He's got two Liverpool defenders in his team.
Yeah, that's an error.
But surely they can't be any worse than they've been so far. And if that's the case, then surely he's going to start picking up a few more points.
Yeah, but maybe.
Jamie Carragher's total. We're 13 games into the season, he got 3 points. I mean, season's gone by, he was a shoo-in for plenty of points.
Yeah, but not anymore. I mean, they're just understanding that Hepia's decline.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still not a bad defender, don't get me wrong. No, but Hepia's decline
has
affected Carragher, I think. I say decline. I mean, that's a bit harsh.
Team in transition.
And Agger and Aurelio, they're both obviously they're new young players. Mm. I don't know what age they are, but they're new Premiership players coming through.
See, Alex is also one of these managers who went for the pump for the early season form of Portsmouth, and he's got Taylor in his team, who's got 17 points.
Be honest, I've got James. You've got Primus. Who else has got Portsmouth? There's a few. All the defenders.
I think someone's got Glenn Johnson, haven't they? So
yeah, we read that earlier.
Will that come back to bite those managers? We'll have to wait and see. Where else did he get points then? That was it. It was Reiner and Carragher. His 6 points, which a pretty small total, but it was enough to beat Deep's 3 points.
Certainly would have been enough to beat me as well by 2 points. So I can't really complain.
And those were away points as well. So he's got 3 away points. If we
call that. I'm going to be honest with you. I like the fact that the last ground that we go to is Damo's. That's lovely, isn't it? And with his team name, joint championship question mark. You've been out there, Ben FC. Which I did. Take a little offence to that.
Sorry to break you in full flow, but we've got a few more teams to get through before we get to Damo. Or do you want to do Damo now?
That's really, we haven't.
Have we gone through everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go on to Damo then.
Yeah.
As you were saying, joint chairman.
I thought that was just a little dig at Damo, you're making sure he's down the pecking order. I wasn't quite sure if you were being real or just having a go at Damo. But yeah, we've left that till last, but that's 8-9, that's the closest game.
I missed some game, I didn't see it on Match of the Day.
Well, let's break it down, look at their teams.
Okay. Harrow's attack, and of course Tom is riding reasonably high in the Premier League.
Well, I tell you what, it's an usual Drogba. I didn't get any points because has he got 30? Is he the highest?
I think he must be the highest scorer.
Eight or nine
league.
I mean, let's look at it at this moment. Henry and Drogba up front, they look good at the time, but with Drogba's four, fucking hell, that's a good attack, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he could be a sleeping giant, Tom. Literally, I mean. Like his team name suggests, it's Harrow's attack, Little at the back. If Henry gets the same amount of points he got last season.
Well, I'll tell you what's keeping Tom afloat is the fact that Liam Ridgewell, of his Little attack, Liam Ridgewell at Villa, who would have expected that? 18 points he's got.
Yeah.
I mean, that's astonishing.
And I mean, you can expect Reese to pick up a few points throughout the season as
1.8 million as well, because I just mentioned Ridgewell.
I guess we'll tell if he's inspired. He's obviously got Shea Given in goal, who is a great keeper.
Well, he's just back from his injury and bloody.
But unfortunately, Newcastle. Only Shea Given isn't Superman, although he's obviously very close. Not even he can keep the goals out, given Newcastle's awful defence.
Yeah.
It was Henry that won it for Tom, along with Ridgewell and Reza.
Yeah. Look at his midfield generally. He's got Carrick. He's not going to score. He's 2 points around. Fabregas will be alright. Gus here will be alright, and Phillips is a great player, but he's not going to play.
Actually, Carrick and also Scholes are having pretty good seasons at the moment, but Scholes, who's in my team, has only got 3 points, which is quite a small amount when you consider how well he's been playing. He's obviously the assist to the assist. Gels it all together but doesn't get the points.
These are the modern day Bobby Charlton today, according to. Who was it spoke out about? Paul Scholes? recently, today, in the press, I can't remember. Anyway, they said he was the modern day Bobby Charlton.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a compliment to the lad.
Yeah, definitely. Him and Ryan Giggs are definitely flourishing at the moment.
But only one of them's Welsh, so.
Yeah.
I'd be supportive to point that
one
out.
One of them is ginger as well.
So. Should we not reveal which one's which, though?
We probably shouldn't, because some people. Obviously, there might be children listening.
Yeah. That's okay. A good point.
Who's he playing Damo? So where did Damo pick up his points then?
Damo, he's the
mid-table at the moment.
Oh well.
You remember him, bold guy?
I can't place him.
He had
bold guy, the bold one. Yeah, the bold
one who left a few years ago.
Actually, just for a second, is he the only bold person in the league? Let's run through the league bold wise. Alex, okay. He looked like he had a full head of hair. Damo, bold.
Yeah.
Heather.
Lots of hair.
Heather, bold.
I don't think so.
I think she opts for the Brazilian, but. Sorry, Heather. Sorry. That's awful. Although, no worse than
we'll edit that bit out later.
Alright, thanks,
everyone.
Okay. Mark, bold? Mark's
not bold.
But he's got a close crop.
He's short hair, but. He's
bold. And Doc, what's his bold situation?
I think he's hirsute, is it? Is that the word they use?
We didn't make it. Paul hair.
Paul's got hair.
I like his hair.
Pants
has got so much hair.
Pants, yeah.
Has he?
Lynn hair. Those curly goldy locks.
In fact, you could argue that her baby son, has more hair than Dad. Anyway, Tom, there's a lot of hair going on there. I have hair.
You do have hair.
Early reports: 2 grey hairs have recently been spotted, but.
But we'll bring news of that.
That's another podcast. Bevo.
So a quick look round.
It could do with a wash, but it's not. It's not technically bold. So bold wise, who did we decide was bold league wise?
Bold, I think Damo, and not bold as in forthright or
he's cocky. Is that forthright?
He's cocky, but he's bold. Cocky in the wrong kind of
bold.
Way.
He is bold. But I'm not sure I approve of it.
Yeah.
So he's bold and bald.
It's interesting how he managed to time a long period away from England with his going bold years. So he's kind of missed out on quite a bit of banter.
Yeah.
He's just thawing it up when he gets back.
Yeah.
And
it's important to mention this stage, because you did say earlier on there might be children listening and tuning in. So it's important to mention that it's not shiny bold.
I mean, if you
it's
thought about it,
normal bold.
I'm thinking, with your impending wedding coming up, you've obviously got the wedding photos.
Oh yeah. Are you thinking, should we go flash photography?
Well, I'm just
thinking, it's not shiny,
it's
gonna it won't deflect.
Off,
no,
it?
It won't, it's not shiny, it won't deflect.
But what, are you thinking of doing it outdoors? I mean, you've got the whole sun issue to deal with there.
He does go red quite easily.
Yeah.
On the head. And I'd, if it's relevant, say, I don't know, but I remember once
like
having a skin
earlier, bring the Photoshop into play.
I was telling the story then.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, carry on.
No, I won't tell the story now. It's alright,
we probably dissed Damo enough.
Okay.
Just to confirm.
We love you, Damo. Did we go through his bold tick? Sorry, team. So who's he got? He's got Yobo. Stop it! Come on! He's got Solano. He's got Bobby Zamora. Bobby Zamora. He'll do alright. 15 points already. That's
Fatty Viduka.
Yeah, Middlesbrough aren't doing great attacking wise. In fact, Macaroni is probably one of their highest scorers in attack. But I guess no one's got him. Gonzalez, he's not really set the world alight. He looked good in the Charity Shield.
Yeah.
Who else have we got there?
Stephen Carr. Oh dear. In fact, he's a bit bold.
Let's just run through the defenders. You've got an Everton one, a Portsmouth one, a Blackburn one, a Newcastle one. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. You say the Aston Villa goal is his strongest point of defence.
Yeah, he's got Sol Campbell, of course. He's got 20 points, but again, that's the Portsmouth.
It's the Portsmouth factor, but a lot of us, we've gone through that. You've got Primus, I've got James. Yeah,
they've hit a bit of a roadblock recently, haven't they? Although they've obviously got 3 points for the weekend.
I think they'll still do alright. I mean,
Why the old Harry Redknapp all there? Out a few more clean sheets.
He's a wily old chap that got me. Okay, well, alright.
Does that sum up the cut?
Sums up the cut, really. So, we need to decide when to make the next draw. So, it's next weekend. Why don't we say
the draw will
take place live on the Monday?
Let people know when it is.
I don't know what I'm working, but what I'll do is I'll try and do it on my lunch break at work or something and send it out.
You heard that here first.
Oh! So that'll be Monday the 20... What is it? 20...
20-something.
The 27th, so it'll be the 20th, can we just
it's
get that down?
Next Monday, isn't it? 27th, I believe.
We're going 27th. So, yeah, live draw. I'm bringing the X's back, you'll be pleased to know. Yeah, because that went down well last time. And yeah, I look forward to hopefully being in that. Best of luck, everybody. Good luck to the Yorkshire Rippers. I think she's an outsider for the cup. I just want to slip that in there.
Yeah,
we should just say that. Favourites for the cup at this stage. I mean, we haven't really discussed that.
Let's go back to the results. I mean,
well, let's look at the teams. Let's go through the teams.
Let's talk about you for a minute, because I mean, you're 9-4 down. Do you think you can pull that back this weekend?
Yeah. Well, I have to say yes. I know. I'll be really honest. I'd say that I'm very nervous because my team. I'm really happy about
the team
overall,
but
it's not a good period, right? Bellamy up front, right, with Johnson. Mm. I was so happy with Johnson when I got him.
22 points, though. It's one of the highest scorers.
Who's that?
Andy Johnson.
Yeah, but that was all early doors. Mm. When was the last point he scored?
I don't believe he scored since the beginning of October. So. In a dry patch.
But I was also thinking of assists. I think he got an assist a couple of weeks ago, but it is really a dry spell. Bellamy, I'm going to say it live on podcast now. God, I regret that. I set Bella after the auction where I looked at my pad and I saw we're the only people that could buy a Liverpool player. And I wanted Bellamy, and Bellamy and Kite were left. We both the only ones that need an attacker. We can only get a Liverpool player. And I put him in the situation where he has to have Kite so I could get Bellamy. And I think I made an error there. Because I was thinking Bellamy, premiership class, premiership class, goes to a big team, he'll do well, but he doesn't fit with their system, does he?
It's strange. Getting in. I mean, I have this philosophy that you shouldn't buy, you know, players who's
Craig
the
Bellamy.
First season in the Premier
League.
Well,
that's why I was setting you up for Kite, but actually, he's really, he's one of the SVFFL best buys so far, really.
Hopefully, I mean, he's obviously... He's got a starting place for Liverpool now, which is a bit of a concern. I wasn't sure whether he was going to command a regular place, especially with Benitez's rotation policy.
Well, that's the thing. They have all had a go, but if you were picking the best Liverpool team to play a game tomorrow, you'd put Herbert Crouch up front, wouldn't you?
Oh, I think so, yeah. And, you know, he's got 5 league goals, I think it is. I just hope he can... I think my only concern is that if he goes a bit of a dry patch, then he might be dropped because you've obviously got Bellamy and Crouch, and of course you've got Fowler in the wings.
Yeah,
I'm not sure we've probably seen the last of Fowler, but you know it's working out well, and it goes with my philosophy of trying to buy good strikers and good defenders and letting the midfield take care of itself.
Well, I mean, as fascinating as that is, I think we should have a look at all the teams and just say who we fancy for the cup. I'm just looking Bello generally. Ultimately, you're always all you need to say is you're ultimately going to pick
up points.
But I think
you showed me this weekend that you know you can't take anything for granted. And one bad weekend, and you're struggling.
Yeah.
You know, you had a great weekend last weekend. If only the cup had been that weekend, fortunes would have been reversed.
Yeah, you're right.
But there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, so I think have we covered the cup in enough detail?
Well, I was just wondering if we just have a quick. Well, I'll just say with that, look, I fancy the Yorkshire Rippers. With Cheeky Cano up front, I think the Yorkshire Rippers could be they're the ones to watch. Let's leave it there. I think that. Who else? I think Doc has got he's got Adebayo, not Agbon the Hall. That's disappointing.
Oof.
Oh, that's not good. I'm not a fan of Adebayo. I'm going to say it now. You heard it here first.
Give him a chance.
Look, right. Talking about cup teams, yeah? The Yorkshire Rippers have got Barry, right? I know he's down as a midfielder, so he's not going to get any clean sheets, but I think he'll do all right. Cut-wise, he's a man who can bang in one and get an assist. We've got Solskjaer and Kano up front. If that's not a cup attack, I don't know what is. I mean, I fancy it. Who else have we got? Mark, Agbon Lahore, he's be a good cup player. Essien, Cheeky.
Yeah.
Go on, knock it up. Let's have a quick look for Heather.
Oh,
stop. What are you
far
doing?
There's Heather.
Heather, Evra. So you're looking at Arteta, Defoe, Bentley, Fowler. They're all potentially cup players. Go up. That's right. Man, you're running about.
Who are you looking at now?
Kinger. I've got Andy Johnson. He's a cup player.
Yeah.
Robin.
I think we've been through two.
Come on. Let's move on to... let's go to the league. Let's have a quick look at the league table, because it was the cup.
People forget about the league, but it's also cup.
Let's not forget it.
Yeah.
It's very important, the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's our bread and butter. Well, I guess the big news is that you overtook me at the top.
Yeah.
Thanks for leaving
it's
me to
say that.
It's
been a bit of a yo-yo the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has.
And
we'll have to produce a graph at the end, because it'd be interesting to see.
Graphs are great, aren't they, for showing the
yo-yo. But you've got to say, Alex, he's 8 points behind me
in
third place. That's very dangerous. 8 points I've shown this week.
And I think we dissed him on the last podcast.
Yeah,
you know, so it
was
really
unfair.
What it
takes. Tom, with Drogba and Henri, is only 3 points below Alex.
I mean, that's a big anchor.
And then 3 points below Vicky.
Yeah. I mean, Tom with Drogba and Henri, as I said, that's a big anchor. He can just cast that onto whoever's top and he'd be not far behind.
I'll tell you what, I'll do my James Flash Gordon thing and just say, beginning at the bottom of the league, you've got Doc in 14th place with 56 points. In 13th place is Mother's Madness, Lynn! Jesus Christ,
yeah,
you're second from bottom of the league!
Four.
Oh
she's
my god.
She's got Walcott on her team.
She's
think
13th place with 72 points. Joint points.
I think
joint
it's
hormones place
that affected her this season.
Joint place with Jason, who also has hormones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
Well, you point that out, there's actually four teams within a point of each other. So you've got Lynn, Jason and Deep all on 72 and then Mark on 73.
Do you actually think it's important to point out that Deep and Jason, it's probably important to say, didn't have babies. So they haven't been distracted at all by having a baby, whereas Lynn has had a baby and yet she's still got as many points as Chell from Deep. That's
yeah, the flip
funny
side of that argument is they're in a state of mind which is equivalent to having a baby.
Being a baby.
Or, yeah.
Being a baby.
Yeah.
You might be able to hear a bit of interference. That's actually Jaffa Cakes.
They're our sponsor of today's podcast.
Mm.
Thank you very much, Jaffa, for the special price 75p Jaffa Cakes. Excuse me for a minute whilst I just have a munch.
I'm a Jaffa Cake. Just to be clear, because I don't want that to come back.
Alright,
I'll tell you what. I haven't come through the league yet. 12th place, the Stephen Ward at Roadshow, Jason, as we said, on 72, as is in 11th place, Deep's team.
I had a look at Jason's team earlier and
dude, keep interrupting the league, because Mark's team was 10th place with 73, 9th place Bear Eggers 86 points, joint chairmanship Eben and their Bevo Damo.
What way have I been had? Let's just clear this up.
Well, he's suggesting that you do all the work and I don't do anything in the chairmanship.
I think that this podcast is, you know,
testament to that.
I did do all the technical work. All the infrastructure was down to me, but obviously you're James Flash Gordon.
It's important to remember I turned up and talked for a bit.
That's where all the creative craft.
Yeah, and if we're truthful, in 7th place, the Vagina Decliners, Pants, with 89 points. And then there's a big leap up to 109 points, Paul's Cowell's Little Winker.
Paul, that's quite interesting, because I didn't really notice, he's in 6th place, but he's only, you know, I mean, he's only
it is
9 points off 3rd, Frank Tang.
I reckon from 6th upwards, it's the top 6, you know, we're talking about a 2-horse race, but it's the top 6 that are, you know...
Yeah. There's three leagues in the league, isn't there? Really?
And then you've got the Vagina Decliners.
That's
true! The Vagina Decliners in 7th, all the way down to Mother's Madness in 13th. And in final place, Doc's team, 56.
Oh, dear.
18 points, is that? Oh, what's that? Oh, dear.
I don't think he's scored any points for about 3 weeks, Doc. He's not looking good for his longevity.
Oh, it is worth winding down the podcast. It's time to say that the Champions League, that's this week. We've got Tom's Real Sociedad hoping to keep his top place in the league with Lytton.
It is the Champions League this week. I mean, Jason started off on top, and I did say that once you get on top it's pretty hard to lose it, but he appears to have done so. But he's only 6 points behind joint leaders. So look out for the Champions League update later on this week.
Come on, FC Europa! Let's go! The podcast is sponsored by Jaffa